Mark Tiller loves Speckle Park cattle, so he's making a business out of them. The Aniwaniwa Speckle Park stud is based at Mark's property at Pomahaka in West Otago. When Cosmo Kentish Barnes was in the area recently, he met up with Mark and his 12-year-old son, Manaya, to find out about the eye-catching animal.
Now we're at what we call Conical Hills at Tapanui on the Pomahaka Road, and we've got a 47-hectare block here, which we've recently purchased, and we lease 200 hectares as well to run our beef and sheep and dairy grazing operation on.
And not that long ago, you were working on a dairy farm?
Yeah, 1,500 cow dairy farm just up the road.
How long did you do that for?
12 years we were there on that property, and 3 years previous to that down Point McGargle.
And what made you want to have a change of scene?
Time with the kids, grandkids, lifestyle. I'm 47. Some people might say that's a bit young to retire, but we're going to focus on now building up our Speckle Park purebred side of our operation. And we bought some Southdown sheep, so we're going to push the sheep along in the next few years as well.
Now, I've come here to find out more about your Speckle Park cattle, because they're not that common, are they?
No, I think there's about 18 or 20 registered breeders, not a lot big numbers. It's certainly new to New Zealand. I could be wrong, but I'm going to say 10 years they've been in New Zealand.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for seven, eight years. But we only got small numbers. We were obviously busy with the dairy farm, so we just sort of had it on the side. But now we want to really push it along.
What made you want to get into them in the first place?
We got given 20 Speckle Park straws to use on the dairy herd about 9 years ago. And, you know, you get these nice coloured calves come out, and we want to go more into it. So that sort of got us going. And for the dairy industry, the calves, we had a colour mark, which are easy identifiable as a beef calf. Very similar to Hereford that has a white face. A Speckle Park will give you a speckled coloured animal that you can tell the difference between a beef calf and your dairy calf.
And we are standing in front of 20 yearlings?
Yeah, 20 yearling heifers here, yep.
They are mainly black and white.
Yep, and then you'll have a white one with black tips, and then you'll have the solid black, which we have one of them. And so the eye appeal for the speckle definitely catches people. But white is probably a dominant for some of the breeds is dominant. There's getting white heavy, but you can just mix and match and see what colour you want to be.
And they do come in other colours, don't they? The reds and the browns.
Yeah, for stud purposes, the reds and the browns, they're not what we want to see.
You prefer the black and whites?
Yep. So the breeders make up of the Angus, the Shorthorn and the White Park, so that's hence the different colours. So the Shorthorn gives you those speckly colours, but then you'll get the throwback of a red one, which with the pedigree rules, the red ones are not allowed.
And they're quite shaggy, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I blame the Canadians because they come from Canada and obviously it's very cold over there. So I think the hairier genes, which like you've just said, have come through to here. And we notice, especially through the winter, they're a lot hairier than any of the other cattle we have.
It makes them look very cute, though.
You fluff them up.
Have you been over to Canada to see where they're from?
Yes, we went over there 3 years ago. There you go. We were over there for 3 weeks and we wanted to look at different lines of cattle because with the Speckle Park, it's a closed herd book, so you can't breed them up. So with New Zealand, with a couple of breeders bringing eggs into New Zealand, it was a narrow pool. So we wanted to go over and have a look at the cattle as a whole. And we wanted to select some different bloodlines that we could bring to New Zealand and then share the genetics here as we get going.
So how many embryos did you get?
We bought in 24 at that time. And then we've since bought a cow over there, which we flush every year. And from that we get about 30 eggs from three flushes.
So you own a cow in Canada?
Yeah, two cows in Canada, yeah.
Does that system work well?
Yeah, it makes it easy to use the semen over there with as long as you buy a good cow. And then obviously with all the protocols you've got to meet and the testing of the animals. And then as far as getting the eggs to New Zealand is concerned, it's relatively easily. And the cost-wise, it works out way cheaper than buying the eggs off somebody else. But somebody has to wear the cost somewhere. So we thought we'll buy a couple of females. They've got good genetics in Canada, which are different to New Zealand, and our cow is different. Let's put some of the different genetics together and bring them here. So we've got a Canadian line, per se, here in New Zealand.
So how did you find a farmer in Canada who was happy to care for your two cows?
So the first heifer we bought, we outright own that. So it grazes at a property there, and then we work in, we can either pay a flat daily rate for that, but the other heifer we've decided to go and share farm it, so we own half of it each, so he keeps the calf, so there's no money exchange for that one.
Yep. If you didn't do that, how much would it cost to bring a Speckle Park embryo over here from Canada?
So they vary in prices depending on what you want, but most of the eggs you can get in from Canada landed in New Zealand for about $1,200, okay. Where we will flush our cow and we work on about $120 to $140 landed here in New Zealand. And it's our line that nobody in New Zealand has, so then when you come to selling stuff, it's something different for somebody else. Oh, I haven't got that. Yeah. We could probably buy into that, you know.
How big do these cattle get?
We find our calves vary from sort of 28 kilos to 42 kilos, 44 kilos from out of the cows. And then our yearlings, obviously the yearlings, when we wean them off mum, they're between 260 and 350 kilos, so very similar to a lot of the other breeds. But our mature cow weights, well, our herd, we want our cows between sort of 500 and 650 kilos. We think that's the optimal size for New Zealand for being economic, both eating grass and rearing a good calf. And then our bulls, some of the bulls will get sort of 1,000 to 1,200 kilograms. So they're still reasonable bulls, but you get, you know, you got big Simmentals, big Charolais, big Herefords will be sort of 1,400, 1,500 kilos. So they're probably 200 or 300 kilos lighter than those, but the killing size is still about where everybody else is. You know, that 18 to 20 months killing, which is optimal.
Manaya, you've also got an interest in these cattle.
Yeah.
Did you go over to Canada with your dad?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Fun, different and interesting. It's a lot colder, got a lot bigger barns and so they can hold their cattle in when calving. Yeah.
And do you help out on the farm here?
Yeah, when I get back from school, normally sometimes we'll come out here, or on the weekends I'll go out with my dad and work on the other farm.
Yes. Earlier this year, you won the Southern District's Royal Agricultural Society Champion Herdsperson title.
Yeah.
What did you do to win that?
Went to a bunch of different shows and competed in a handler's event with about 20 to 10 different kids in it, and they would ask us questions about how well you'd know your animal and how well you'd parade with it and cleaning it, making sure it's healthy.
Does it take a bit of work preparing an animal for a show?
Yeah, you gotta clean them at least twice a day before the shows. You've got to make sure that they don't get dirty while they're sitting down in their pens. So you got to always keep the straw moving. And this year, the one that I won with, her name's Power. She's short and speckled and really well-natured.
So we've been showing 4 or 5 years now. We started with 2, and then last year we had a team of 12. So we all get assigned different animals. I have the ones that take a bit of holding, and then we sort of pass them down the line. My wife will have some, Manaya will have 3, and then we have another little boy called Dusty Young. He helps us out. So we just try and partition the animals out according to their behaviour pattern and the person leading it. But so Manaya, yeah, typically he had the Power, who was an in-calf heifer, and then he would have had one or two of these heifer calves as well. Yeah. And a bull calf. So we try and spread the animals through the 3 or 4 of us so they get used to the different people.
What's the first show coming up that you're planning to attend?
So I believe Christchurch, we'll be going to Christchurch. It's just going to be a cattle show. As far as I'm aware, there's no people. But if that doesn't go ahead, we always attend our local West Otago show at Tapanui here. Yep. And then because we've got a big team this year, we're going to split it in half and try and attend about 7 or 8 different shows. So we usually go on a Friday, so Manaya always has a long weekend. So we like to try and support Balclutha, Gore, Wyndham. Invercargill is judged on farm now. And we go across to Winton, and then we finish at Wanaka. Oh, and Tyree, sorry. So we try not to go back-to-back because it gets a bit hard on the cattle. So this year we're splitting the team. We might have 2 teams of 4, 2 teams of 5, so you haven't got them on. And they actually enjoy it. I mean, it sounds a bit silly, but they like getting washed down. You know, you clean their ears and the boys fluff the tails and do everything. So they do like it.
They like being spoiled.
Yep. Some take to it good, and then the ones that don't, we don't show them as often. But like I said, it's advertising, and it's... Yeah. I don't want to be rude to the papers, but I think it's cheaper to go showing than advertising the newspaper.
And you get to talk with people who might be potential customers in the future.
Yep. We have certainly made bull sales that way. And we did take a little bit of semen off some of the bulls earlier for dairy farmers, and that's helped us along as well.
So what are your plans for this stud?
We want to grow up with the kids. We reckon we can get to probably 200 purebred cows, but good cows. Once we really get going, we want to focus on some key traits, which is the vigour they naturally have. When the calf is born, it hits the ground, it's up very quickly, which is keen. They're good growers. And they're good meat yielders. And everybody wants easy doing cattle.
Mark Tiller ending that story from his Aniwanawa Speckle Park stud in West Otago.